There's been a really exciting advance in the war on cancer with the help of what scientists are calling living drugs. They're made by genetically modifying patients' own immune system cells. And today, NPR's health correspondent Rob Stein brings us a story of how doctors are trying to save terminally ill patients with these living drugs.
Hi, Erin. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Erin Reed is lying in a hospital bed at the National Institutes of Health when doctors Andrea Gross and Katie Barnett stop by for their daily check-in.
How's your night?
Good.
Any issues?
No.
Feeling good?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Erin is from Lucedale, Mississippi. He just turned 20. He's been fighting leukemia since he was 9.
Take a deep breath in and out. In. Out. Okay, good.
Over the years, Aaron's been through 2 grueling rounds of chemo and radiation, a bone marrow transplant, and more. But the leukemia just keeps coming back. This time, the cancer's everywhere. He can feel the pain on his bones all over his body.
I had to take some pain meds earlier.
So we do hope that that's going to get better with treatment.
Aaron's pretty much run out of options, so he's here today to try another treatment, an experimental treatment that could be his last hope.
Your numbers today, they all look good. The plan is to go ahead and do the cell infusion today. Any questions right now?
No.
All right. Big plan for the day, get the cells.
Yeah.
All right.
The cells are the treatment, his own immune system cells. The doctors pulled them out of his blood and genetically modified them in the lab.
I think it's amazing that they can find a way to use someone's own, you know, take out their own cells, teach it to do something, and then put it back in them, and to be able to heal them. I think that's amazing.
Third floor, going down.
While Erin waits for his cells, I head downstairs to find out more about how these living drugs work.
Hi, Dr. Charles Robstein from NPR.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Dr. Nirali Shaw is in charge of Aaron's study. She says scientists genetically engineer the immune cells to recognize and attack unique targets on cancer cells.
So what we're doing is we are educating them to say, these things don't belong. You need to get rid of them. Yes, I know that they started in the body, but they're not supposed to be there. You need to attack.
But that's not all. Once the cells are back in a patient's body, they take on a life of their own.
It's an army that multiplies when it has a bigger job to do.
Oh, wow. So you put them back in the body, and they look around and say, oh, there's a lot of these guys in here. We need more of our cells, and they reproduce and kind of swarm the cancer?
That's exactly right. It's a living drug. It multiplies in the body.
These living drugs are already saving the lives of kids and young adults who would otherwise die of leukemia and adults who would otherwise die from lymphoma.
This is incredible. It's been a phenomenal success.
But these living drugs are far from perfect. They're really expensive, can be dangerous. No one knows if they work on the most common tumors like breast cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer. And even for leukemia and lymphoma, the cancer often comes back. That's what happened to Aaron.
Leukemia is smart. Our therapy is really good. But the leukemia has found a way to outsmart our really, really exciting therapy. And so we have to find a way to attack it differently.
So scientists around the world are doing hundreds of studies to try to make better living drugs, more affordable, safer, more powerful. Shaw's team is testing an approach that genetically modified Aaron cells to go after 2 targets unique to his leukemia instead of just one.
One of my patients called it the 1-2 punch.
So sort of like a double whammy.
That's exactly right. Maybe we can really get at the leukemia and prevent one of those leukemia cells from outsmarting the immune therapy. Get rid of each and every single one so that there's no chance for even one of those little buggers from escaping and coming back at a later time.
And that's why Erin Reed is here today, to try this new double whammy living drug. In a lab at the hospital, technicians pull open a huge metal tank and slide out Aaron's cells.
Patient Reed, Aaron Michael, 7788320.
After testing, checking, and triple checking the cells, they fill a huge syringe with 17 million of Aaron's tailor-made living drug cells and rush them to Aaron's room.
All right, so where is this going? 3 Northeast?
3 Northeast.
All right, cool.
I'm going to give the nurse a heads up that you are coming.
Ready?
Yeah.
Good.
Once the cells arrive in Aaron's room, the nurses confirm one more time that they've got the right cells for the right patient.
So I have Mr. Aaron Michael Reed.
So state your name.
Aaron Reed.
While they take his temperature and check his blood pressure, Dr. Shaw makes sure Aaron's ready.
I just wanted to check in, make sure that there were no additional questions.
No, I'm pretty much answered anything that I ever had. Scoot it over with.
The nurse leans over Aaron's bed, holding the huge syringe with the cells, and inserts the tip into a tube in his chest.
I'm infusing the cells right now. These are the cells.
As the cells slowly drip into his body, the nurses watch Aaron's vital signs to make sure he's not having a bad reaction.
Keep an eye on the machine and keep an eye on the face. Once the face starts to get flushed, you know that something is happening. But then that'll also be indicated on their vital signs monitor, so.
But right now?
Everything looks perfect right now.
After about 5 minutes, it's done.
It's completed. Feeling okay?
Yeah.
Aaron's doctors will now watch him closely, looking for the first signs the treatment is starting to work. Within a few weeks, Dr. Shaw says his genetically engineered cells should kick into high gear and explode like a storm.
The first hint of a fever and achiness and things like that, we get really excited because it means a storm is coming. But along with the storm, it means that the cells are getting activated and they're going to start doing their job.
In most cases, it's like the worst flu you've ever had. It can get really bad, though, even life-threatening. But most patients get through it.
How are you feeling right now?
Still pretty excited. This is all kind of really exciting stuff. You know, don't know what's going to happen, and hopefully it works.
The room gets quiet for a moment. Dr. Shaw whispers to me as she gets ready to head back to her office.
So now we wait.
Now we wait.
Rob Stein, NPR News, Bethesda, Maryland.